If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
He's 38 years old and he's in there training with a bunch of kids that are, you know, over there filming TikTok videos and
sniffing pre-workouts.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into Power Athlete Radio featuring The Crew, where a former pro football player and a D3 All-Star use strength and conditioning as an excuse to talk about anything but. Now here's John and Tex.
Power Athlete Nation, we are hiring. We're looking for competent individuals that can work within a team, people that have a unique skill set that involves problem solving, hard work, and working within a large tech stack that allows us to execute everything we do on a daily basis. We're not looking for coaches. If you're a coach and you're into sets and reps and want to get people faster and stronger, we got a whole other avenue for you. I want you to go to academy.powerathletehq. I want you to dial into the methodology, and I want you to get within the Block One network and absolutely crush it. But what we're looking for is someone that can come and work within the team of Power Athlete, that can work behind the scenes, that could help us run this leviathan of a company on a daily basis. Like I said, it's going to involve problem solving, project management, working within a team, working with different personalities. You have to work with me and people that have a penchant for wanting to get strong and jacked. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to powerathletehq.com. I want you to scroll to the bottom. You're going to find a link that says careers. I want you to take a look at a few of the different opportunities that we've presented to you guys. I want you to look at the requirements, and then I want you to hit and send me an email to careers@powerathletehq.com with a resume and a cover letter and why you think that you would be an awesome addition to Power Athlete. So once again, powerathletehq.com, scroll to the bottom to the footer. I want you to find the link for careers. I want you to take a link, shoot me that email, and I want to see who you are. Now, here's the cool part. You might know somebody that fits this description, and they might be working for somebody else. If you're able to put us on to somebody or bring somebody on, I'll pay you a finder's fee. We'll figure it out at amount TBD. We'll negotiate it, but I'm willing to pay a finder's fee if you provide us amazing people. If you're looking for a job or you know somebody that's looking for a job and you can point us in the right direction, we will reward you. Once again, we are hiring. We're looking for people. Reach out. I'm excited to hear what you got. Now, after those words from our sponsor, back to the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of Power Athlete Radio. performance for the people, performance for the masses. I know we've been the premier in podcast and strength conditioning for a number of years, but we're bigger than that. We're more than just strength conditioning. We're performance. Performance for the people, performance for the masses, performance for you. What do you think, McQuilkin?
I'm a big fan of performance.
Like what kind?
I mean, winning.
Like male performance?
Executing. It doesn't matter. Just execution, wins, victories, however you want to couch it, I'm for it.
What about unpacking performance? Could we unpack performance? AKA Rob Wolf likes to unpack a lot of things.
Well, we got hotline questions that we do unpack.
Well, you know, every time Rob Wolf comes over to my house, he just unpacks everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, you've been moving out for 5 years.
Yeah, he comes over and he just starts unpacking. But we do have this thing called the Power Athlete Radio Podcast, where we ask people to call in and leave questions. That little number, 929-464-464-0. 929-ing-ing-0. Yeah. I actually, for a minute there...
forgot the number?
I was worried that I was going to forget the number. And then you know what I did? I just clicked into my reptilian brain and instantly it just came out.
I thought you were going to tell your number because it starts with the same number.
That's true. I still do have my Orange County number. But I periodically used to throw out my mom's number when we were growing up, but I'd still remember dialing that on the telephone, the rotary phone. She don't have that number anymore though. But
I'm trying to recall mine, but can't do it.
You don't remember anybody listening to this. I just want you to take a second and see if you can remember your childhood phone number. I remember mine, 310-375-5653. I don't know. If you want to call that number, it doesn't go anywhere to anywhere I know, but I'm sure somebody has it. So if you want to give it a call, 310-375-5653, you might throw it out there.
Mine was the same forwards as it was backwards, but it's eerily close to the 464-4640, but it was like 2939392. I think that was it. Because then you say it as a kid.
Yeah.
281-293-9392. H-Town, baby.
I was trying to explain to my kid, recently went to Costa Rica, which was pretty amazing. That's why I've got this bitch in tan, which you guys can see. Went to Santa Teresa Beach and Manila, or whatever it is. Santa Teresa Beach was just the general area, which is down south and on the west coast of Costa Rica, which was amazing. It was, it reminded me of like 80s Mexico. Terrible roads, little places to eat on the beach. The prices weren't 80s Mexico. They were a little more like 2020 Newport Beach prices, but it was a pretty amazing time. We rented an Airbnb that was kind of in the jungle. There were no doors, no windows, and we slept in mosquito nets, and there was no Wi-Fi, no TVs, nothing. So we would pretty much get up, we would eat, we would go have adventures during the day, eat lunch, come home, make dinner. And then I was like, oh, we'll play some board games. Sadly, all the board games were in French. So I just played different Spotify playlists and I tried to get my kids into like house music. So we played like a bunch of Tiesto and a bunch of like old cool house music. And then we just went to bed at 8 o'clock. And then Howler Monkeys would wake us up at 5 a.m. and we'd go to the beach. And then after 7 days, we drove up to whatever the main area we flew into wasn't Tamarindo, it was Liberia. And then we took a shuttle to Papagayo. So they have two resorts on like a little peninsula, Papagayo, which is the Four Seasons and the Andaz. Andaz was booked, so we went to the Four Seasons for like 2 days, which was epic. If you ever get a chance to go to the Four Seasons, it's always amazing. Doesn't matter if it's like Newport Beach or Papagayo, it's always cool. So we hung out and pretty much 8 a.m. got we would go eat at 7 because we would get up early, obviously, and go to the pool at 8 and just stand in the pool throwing the football. Mm-hmm. So we were just sitting in this big ass pool with the kids. And then we just pretty much slowly made friends with all the kids that were there and just had like a huge, like basically just throw around game, just trying to get these kids to throw fades over their shoulder. And it turned into a pretty epic thing to the point where the kids were just screaming and yelling and all of like the cool adults that were out there, you know, there's a bunch of like, you know, banger chicks wearing like, you know, like the bikini or like the, you know, the bikinis. Ropes. And then they have jewelry. Charles would know, it's real hipster. Like the chicks wear like there's like a gold necklace that like kind of ties down into like a belly thing.
What the fuck?
It's very fucking like...
I got to hang out at more pools.
Dude, it's probably for like really high-priced chicks whose boyfriends take them to the Four Seasons. All of a sudden, they just all fucking disappeared.
Because the kids were too loud.
We were just fucking screaming, throwing footballs, having a good time. And it was awesome. Like 6 hours in the pool, just throwing the football, drinking $17 margaritas.
So, Daiquiris.
Nah, I'm a big margarita guy. Like I could have like one pina colada on vacation just because it's just so many calories. I don't want to burn like 800 calories on one drink.
I know. I'm just quoting Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a daiquiri is. But we do have a hotline question.
Ooh, we haven't fired up the hotline questions in like a hot minute. So let's get hot and let's fire it up.
Yeah, travel's a part of this one. There's a lot to unpack here.
Ooh, I love unpacking.
All right. Are you ready?
Bombs away.
Hi, guys. I have a question about where to restart. I've used your programming on and off for years and really enjoy the different teams. I'm in the military and recently moved. My new unit doesn't have our box-style gym, so I have to use the Globo-style, one that the Gen Pop uses, and this has crushed my focus in the gym. My travel for work has increased dramatically, and I'm gone at least 2 weeks a month for the foreseeable future. I'm still recovering from shoulder surgery at 38 years old and have been a lot slower than I thought it would be. Here's my actual question. Which program should I restart with? I know Hammer is the go-to for military, but I feel like I should rebuild my strength with Bedrock. But there's also Grindstone that might fit the bill better due to my travel. Any guidance would be very appreciated. Thanks for all you guys do. Mike.
So I'm a little interested in his statement, like why the Gen Pop, why the Globo is destroying him. Is it that he's 38 years old and he's in there training with a bunch of kids that are, you know, over there filming TikTok videos and
sniffing pre-workouts?
Man,
getting all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I don't know. I mean, we haven't been to a commercial gym in so long. I feel like we might very well have to have an outing to a commercial gym just to see what's going
on. Oh my God. That's a YouTube series all in itself.
You know, when I think of Globo gyms, and if you guys want to actually take a minute, you can Google this and look for it on YouTube. The Broski. Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
Wow. Throwback.
That was like the original like YouTube video. I mean, one of my favorite, I think it was a Vine maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Pre-Vine.
That was pre-Vine, but yeah. That was the best.
Where OG like, YouTube, yeah.
I think it's my new haircut. I got a new haircut. My boys and I, we're doing Jager bombs.
That's it.
And when he does the gym guy. And he walks in and he's got the fucking waters on his shoulder and he looks now and he's like,
I thought it was a tub of protein.
I thought, no, remember he's screaming, Ma, protein. But he walks in with like a basically a case of water on his shoulder. And the guy goes, you got a, you know, like ID. And he's like, not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
Yeah. We're talking circa 2006, 7, 8 here.
Yeah.
We'd have to Google it, but it's not important.
I think that might have been the first YouTube video I ever watched.
One of them.
Yeah. My new haircut, the Broski.
Yes. Back to it, though. Globo Gyms, we're gonna finish with Globo Gyms, but we need to help him figure out which program is best for him. Well, so key things to highlight, he's recovering from surgery and 38 years old.
Well, he's a little older, a little longer in the tooth. Bigger issue is if he's coming from a military background, he's got a lot of miles on him. Mm-hmm. A lot of flexion extension, a lot of sit-ups,
perfect
a lot of
push-ups,
a lot of long, slow running. So a lot of injuries. And obviously he's got a recovering from a shoulder injury. So it's just, I don't know. I mean, personally, at the point he's at, Hammer is going to be a little too demanding. I don't know if he's going to be able to reap much out of a linear progression, but he does need to rebuild the strength. I mean, the natural selection would be Grindstone.
Mm-hmm. So let's break that down. Grindstone, you have two mandatory training days a week, one for the upper body, one for the lower body. And then what does the rest of the week construct?
The rest of the week is really just broken up into, we have one big aerobic capacity day. That's usually going to be something on the assault bike or some form of kind of mixed modal, you know, calories mixed up with swings and or maybe even a longer ruck. Sometimes we do a fast ruck. Sometimes we do a slow ruck. And when I mean slow ruck, I just mean like we're going to go a little bit longer, 30, 45 minutes, heavier pack, whereas the other one might be a lighter pack and just going for speed and for, you know, like 25 minutes or maybe even 2 or 3 miles. So that's going to be our aerobic capacity today. We usually have another strength day that's going to involve some form of heavy pulling, usually back, something plyometric. And then the other one's going to be just a glycolytic capacity day. Mm-hmm. So really Monday and Tuesday are going to be your heavy big movers. We're going to have some form of hinge, some form of pull. You know, for your mandatory lower, your upper is going to be something heavy. It's going to be shoulders. It's going to be bench. It's going to be push-ups. It's going to be pull-ups. I mean, everything that you would kind of look within assembling the upper body. And then the other days is kind of broken up based on how the program is designed out within that 6-week cycle.
Yeah. And let's call it, he's got one good arm because the other is still recovery mode. I imagine he's got his PT and his training that way. So with the upper body, he can still hammer heavy ass weights single arm with the dumbbells.
Well, and especially if he's training at a Globo gym, he has access to a ton of machines.
That's the next thing I was going to get to.
There's a pretty fascinating piece. You know, the research is getting really, really cool. You know, I was reading some stuff recently. You know, there's been a ton of diving in and trying to understand rep ranges. Like, does one set of rep ranges build muscle better than other rep ranges? And it looks like it's pretty universal on rep ranges as long as you're training with a max level intensity and intent. So, you know, the idea of like, you know, if I do a 5RM, is that, am I going to put on more or less muscle than if I do a 7 or a 9 or a 10RM? At the end of the day, as long as you're being able to get one more, you know, attempt to get one more rep than you think is possible, and you're working to some form of failure, the results are pretty conclusive that they're going to match. What I like to do, though, is I like to use rep ranges as it fits with different percentages. So just an observation that I made while playing in the NFL, the guys that lifted over 85% consistently had a dramatically different physique than the guys that didn't. And I could tell a dude that lifted heavy weights. Now, maybe it goes back to the guys that were lifting light weights weren't necessarily training to failure, whereas the guys that were training heavier were probably training closer to failure because the reps were less. But there was a definite difference in people that banged heavy weights and people that didn't. You know, I watched guys that never put more than 315 on a squat, and it didn't matter if they were doing it for 3, 5, 10, 15, or 20, they would always put 315 on. And there was just a difference. So, you know, grindstone's always going to be based upon the power athlete template that we've found to be very effective, which is one that's going to incorporate rep maxes in different, you know, singles, doubles, triples, fours, five, sevens, you know, whatever we're hitting. I use a little bit of cluster work. We're going to always use some form of compensatory acceleration speed work. The idea of some mechanical advantage increases, so does speed, you know, trying to wring out as many motor units as you can. There's always going to be some form of post-activation potentiation training at some point in the week. So we're going to do something heavy. We're going to do something fast. There's going to be a ton of accessory work. And I do like to use a lot of super stats, a lot of like, if we're going to do something heavy, I do like to use opposing. And it's just, we found some really good results for it.
Yeah. And now taking this perspective into his travel, so we can make some assumptions. Number one, he's got a hotel gym, which more often than not, that maxes out at 250-pound dumbbells. Mm-hmm. So he can still hit the upper and the lower. It's just we got to get a little bit more creative. And with one arm, now for the lower body stuff, does he double up the reps? How can he approach like a strength lower day?
You know, one of the things that I do, like I did when I went to Costa Rica, knowing I would not necessarily have access to a gym, I just brought one of the BFR sets that we have. So we have, we've been testing some new BFR bands for Power Athlete. Actually, they're going to be branded with Power Athlete on them, and they're pretty jiggy. I was able to sit down and say, hey, this is what I want the bands to look like. And I think we're pretty close on bringing those to market. I brought a set with those, and every day that we would go to the beach, the kids would go out, they were surfing, playing in the waves, and I set my clock and be like, click, 20 minutes, hook up the BFR band system on the arms and legs, and I would do, 20 air squats, you know, 20 single leg lunge, Bulgarian split squats. I'd put my foot up on a log and do that. Then I would do 20 push-ups. I've ended up finding a bunch of logs that I do. I know it sounds dorky, but a bunch of curls. And
I mean, it's very Rocky of you.
Well, the best part is nobody was filming. There was nobody on the beach. So, I mean, did I really work out if I didn't document it or Instagram it or let somebody else film me?
Probably not.
Probably not. Didn't exist. But I was able to get a nice solid pump for 20 minutes knowing that I wasn't going to have any access to a gym. I think for this individual, you know, if you're in these situations, whether you're in a Globo gym or you're in the hotel deal, you got to look for a lot of unilateral stuff. You know, if you have a 50-pound dumbbell, being able to do unilateral, you know, Bulgarian split squats with dumbbells for 50. The biggest issue, what we found, is if you're limited on weight, like let's say, for example, I want you to give me a heavy 10 reps right and left. But the heaviest dumbbell they have is, let's say, 50 pounds. So now all of a sudden, you know, that 50 for 10 is way too easy. So what I usually tell people when I'm trying to explain it, if you're limited on weight, you're going to have to do some form of like max and or intensity on the other side. Instead of just going up in weight, now you're just going to have to go and try to burn it out. And let's say you get 20 or 30 reps. So for me, when I was doing the body weight stuff, you know, in Costa Rica, I would just go until physically I couldn't go anymore. And then I would just switch legs. So, I mean, on one leg, it might be 20, 30 reps. The other one might be less. The air squats, I'd never really get tired doing air squats. So I kind of limit those. But same thing with pushups. I just lay down. And my goal is to be able to do 100 straight pushups. And I was just doing sets in 30 and 40 and trying to get as many as I can.
Yeah, there's also different things. We speak to this in the austere training course. How to manipulate, say you're out in the field, you're traveling. Manipulate where the load is. Mm-hmm. So if I got two 50-pound dumbbells at a suitcase position, it's a little bit easier for me to execute. Then when I get those farther away from my hips, say we bring it up into a front rack position, mm-hmm. a little bit more difficult, but still within your wheelhouse. But then we hit an overhead squat. I can go single arm here. Yeah. The farther it is away from my hips, the more challenging.
To be able to do two hand or two 50-pound dumbbells overhead for single leg Bulgarian split squats, that's something special. I definitely would like to
I'll
see
that. I'll do it after this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
But I'm like a short leg getaway stick.
Yeah. Well, and you also kind of leverage it. You like to sit back instead of trying to get that knee forward.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So much so that I think in the training programs, I've delineated between different Bulgarian split squats.
Yes. There's the Texas split squat.
Yeah. Where I'm just going to sit back and ass mass bounce off my calves.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
But the, like the...
And you could also manipulate the muscle contraction. So here we are, we can go into an isometric hold. So then we hold for X amount of time mm-hmm. and then burn it down or then go into the PAP stuff, which would be explosive.
Sure.
So we're fatiguing the pathways. Combine that with BFR. Holy smokes.
Yep.
You don't need a lot of weight to feel the burn.
Well, what's nice about the blood flow restriction is that the hypoxic nature of the blood flow restriction allows us to create that type of environment where you don't need a ton of load. Mm-hmm. That's what I found was extremely beneficial when I was rehabbing my shoulder. Because, you know, if you think about fatiguing neuromuscular pathways and getting through motor units and all that, like if you're pretty strong, it takes a little bit. Now all of a sudden you throw the bands on, you create a hypoxic situation. And all of a sudden now that fatiguing order kind of goes out the window and you can actually attack those different fibers. So the blood flow restriction might be a excellent option for him to put, you know, to if he's in a hotel gym, space, time, you know, weight is limited and you need to get your work done. Throwing the system on makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I, that's what I travel with. And I tried to get that every time we went to the beach. I didn't necessarily do it when we went to the Four Seasons because I actually had a gym. So I got a chance to go up and hit it in the weight room, and which was neat. I mean, they had a bunch of wacky machines, which I am a huge fan of going to a hotel with a whole bunch of weird equipment and a bunch of wacky machines and just trying to do them all over the course of every day I go in there. I just went through 3 sets of 10 of every machine.
Did you break it? High score?
No, I just figured like, hey, you know what? Different training stimulus. I'm never going to be here again. Might as well try everything and just train a full body. So yeah, they had a bunch of wacky stuff. So it was fun. I sometimes think, you know, when you travel and you hit different locations, especially different gyms, hotel gyms, whatnot, sometimes it's fun to just periodize by using all the stuff and kind of throwing a little out the window. But, you know, if you're following a program like Grindstone, there should be enough variety. Let's say, for example, one of the, you know, the workout calls for slight incline dumbbell presses. So one of the things that drives me crazy is when I watch people do dumbbell presses on an incline, they usually have it way up, which is more similar to like one click back from like seated dumbbell press. I like to do maybe one or two clicks off of the bottom and just for a slight incline. And so we have slight incline dumbbell press. You can get the same effect, you know, if you're using some form of machine press by actually putting like a foam roller behind your back and changing the angles. So being able to go in there and adjust the equipment in different ways and, you know, see like, hey, you know what, I usually do slight incline dumbbells. I'm just going to go use this machine. And what's also nice too, is the research is pretty conclusive. When you start increasing stability. So stability is like a factor when you lift free weights or heavy weights, right? So you have to stabilize. When you take stability out and you just allow the machine to maximize the stability and all you have to do is push, there tends to be some advantages for hypertrophy with certain parts of the body. So with the chest, being able to just get set up, not have to worry about any of the stability stuff, and just press as hard as you can, tends to pay some dividends.
Yes, for a 38-year-old man in the military. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're training a high schooler, we have a better resource for you. So it all depends on who they're training.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, for that high schooler, where balance, stability, and the ability to move through full ranges of motion and maintain stability, not dictated by a machine, now all of a sudden that becomes a factor in terms of strength development.
We want
athleticism.
It.
Yeah, we want that. But for a 38-year-old guy who's, you know, got a ton of mileage on him and recovering from an injury, stability is going to be his friend.
Yeah. Context is king. So now leading into the Globo Gym, so that's a travel portion of this. The beauty of Grindstone, it's a very flexible training program. John explained the different types of training days that we have on there. Mm-hmm. And we understand the importance of having a plan going into the gym, but also there's chaos within Globo Gym, meaning if I want to do my lower day, but then I have to wait for 30 minutes to get access to a rack, I need to have a second plan, but mm-hmm. Grindstone provides that.
Sure. Like we said, there's flexible training days. So ideally, the first training days are going to be your mandatory upper and lower, or lower and upper, however you scan it. And then the days or other days are optional. But we've had people come in on a Monday and either not have time or not have access and whatnot. So there's always days to select from. And so it's kind of a choose your own adventure training deal. Now, let's say you have 5 days to train. However you want to arrange it is based upon your ability and what you have there. Let's say he has access to a Globo Gym on Monday, but he's traveling Tuesday. It might be very well, hey, I want to get my lift in on Monday. Tuesday, I'm going to hit the aerobic day by just taking a 30-minute long walk around the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I also suggest going to powerathletehq.com and checking out the About Us page and see if we have a Block 1 coach in your area.
Ooh.
Many of those individuals own their own facilities and will welcome a switched on individual like yourself.
Yeah. And maybe get a little bit of coaching, try to figure out what's going on with that shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did you need surgery in the first place? I don't know.
Why do people get surgery? Usually because they fuck themselves up. A lot of times you either have, if he's 38, it could be just, chronic. Very few times do we have like an acute, like you fall and hurt yourself in such a way. But I think a lot of people from just life, poor training, or just being in the military and the demands of it, have a ton of mileage. And that, all of a sudden you get in your late 20s, early 30s, even into your later 30s and early 40s. And now you got to start fixing these things.
Yes. Hey, Mike, did we answer your question?
Cool.
I think so.
The other place that you can glean a ton of information is on the team feed and Grindstone.
Yeah.
And all the teams. So all of our teams that are associated on Train Heroic have a team feed. The coaches, not only Mr. McQuilkin and I, our team at Power Athlete, which is our extended team, and our network of Block 1 coaches that are following those programs, troll those things like overactive fishermen.
Yeah. Johnny Durant.
Yeah. I mean, he's on there constantly and does an amazing job of giving context, helping people, and just provides an incredible experience for those. So if you're looking for information, you're looking for different subs, or more importantly, you're just looking for a little bit of guidance, that's the easiest place is hit that team feed, ask away, and then, just be ready to get your hair set on fire.
Crush it. Awesome. So to learn more about Grindstone, head to powerathletehq.com/grindstone. Or take our training quiz, powerathletehq.com/training, to find out which of our programs is right for you.
Cool.
And that does it for another episode of Power Athlete Radio. Yeah. Performance for the people.
Performance for the masses, performance for the people. Which one do you like better?
Performance for the people.
We are performance.
I'm a big P's guy. Three P's. Purpose.
So we're like the practical prudence. Power Athlete's like the people's champion. The people's training program, power to the people.
Yes.
I like it.
Posture, position.
Proficiency.
Patterning. Efficiency.
Perpicuity.
I don't know what that means.
Nobody knows. All right, cool. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Now it's time for you to empower your performance. Head to powerathletehq.com/training to choose from a number of programs to meet your specific performance goals. And if you like to break a mental sweat too, visit academy.powerathletehq.com and become a real stakeholder in you or your athlete's success. Until next time, bye!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.